Welcome back to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today, we're doing our monthly show called The Monthly Microdose. This one is going to cover the month of August. And what this show is, it's simply a recap. We maybe address a couple questions about some of the shows we published in August, some personal wins, some interviews, and we talk about some future shows that you can look forward to. Along with me, because that's the key to battling depression. You got to have something to look forward to. That's from Book of Isaac. I'm the one that came up with that. So that's just a strategy I use. It sounds stupid. I get it. But you got to have something to look forward to. Something to be excited about. It could be something simple and something dumb. Just something you're looking forward to. That's all. You know what I've been using to cope with the blues lately? The third Halloween movie's coming out next month, and I'm very excited for that. Is it going to be the greatest movie ever? No. Doesn't matter, though. So, without further ado, let's get into it, because this is a microdose show, which means it's just a little mini show, just a little taste to get you on your way. Some personal wins for the month of August. We cleared 10 million downloads on Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I should make a shirt. I should make a special 10 million download shirt. It's a great idea, actually. I didn't think about that. But yeah, thank you for listening. You're the ones that made that happen, not me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Again, that's what I always ask for. I say, look, I always ask you for everything. I always ask you to sign up for my Patreon. Then I ask you to leave reviews because I don't know what hits for you, all right? And an easy, free way to help the show grow is to share an episode with a friend. And you've done that, and we've hit 10 million downloads. And the truth be told, I cleared 10 million a long time ago. I changed podcast host companies about, I think, 2017 or 18. And I'd been podcasting for about 3 or 4 years at that point. So, but it's fine, right? You know, they restarted my counter at zero. We're just calling it 10 million, all right? Even though it's probably like 11. Or 12. Anyway, thank you for listening and sharing. Another personal win. We finally nailed down Nick Hinton. That's right. He hit our humble little show. And I say nailed down. He's been ready the whole time. It was me. I wanted to read both of his books and take notes on them, and I did that. In fact, we got into our conversation so deep that there's a million questions I've got left. And maybe, just maybe, I will do a book club of his books. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Or I'm going to get him back on the show. We'll do that, maybe. But I really like the guy. I'm definitely staying closely in tune to his work. Maybe we'll get him back on here in a year or so. Your boy Isaac made it to the big leagues. I was on Eddie Bravo's show, Look Into It. Yes, Eddie Bravo, who also, I think, is on Joe Rogan as well recently. I got to debate Flat Earth and CrossFit with the legendary Eddie Bravo. Fantasy achievement unlocked. Can you believe it? It happened. And if you didn't hear the show, it's currently on his Rockfin. You know I'm on Rockfin, right? You can sign up on my links and hook your boy up and check out Eddie Bravo. But he also has a free feed podcast feed on Apple Podcasts. I don't know where else it is. That's where I subscribe to it. And my episode should be out within a couple months, I would think, because they lag by a couple months. And don't worry, I'll be plugging it when it happens, all right? I am not bashful about sharing my wins. But I'm not the only one to have some wins. Check out Bledsoe Said So. The boys at Bledsoe Said So nailed Duncan Trussell on their podcast. That was a good show. And the lead singer, Chelsea, what's it called? Chelsea Grins, one of these deathcore metal, I don't know, not my speed, but some big famous rock star was on there. It was a pretty good interview. I listened to that one too. Then, probably the biggest winner out of all of us, Sam Tripoli. Yeah, that's right. Sam Tripoli from Tinfoil Hat Podcast posted a photo of himself with Joe Rogan, which means, yes, that's right, he was on Joe Rogan for a few hours, dropping Red Pill on Joe Rogan. And I think some of the times Joe Rogan was the kind of like pretending to not know, because come on, Joe's been down the red pill path. But Sam Tripoli was dropping knowledge on his ass. So shout out Sam Tripoli with that mega win. Bledsoe, everybody. Everybody's winning. So tired of winning. Next, let's talk about social media posts. On my Instagram, I went to the Spirit Store. They had a costume of the Baphomet. Yes, the goat with the bobs. I couldn't believe it. Posted a photo on my Instagram. You got to see it to believe it. And funny enough, more comments were made about the t-shirt I was wearing than the goat with the bobs costume. That was unexpected. So check it out for yourself. Instagram.com/IsaacWeishaupt and tell me what you think about my shirt. I guess I wanted you to talk about the obscene, disgusting, satanic, vile costume. Meanwhile, on Twitter, Unlocked in UK pointed out that the new HBO show, House of Dragon, which is all about the Targaryen family, the logo, the crest, has three loops on it. And if you look, it looks like three sixes. And the original Game of Thrones logo, it had two. And it's also a red dragon, let's point that out, which is symbolic of the devil. I just started the new, you know, Mrs. Weishaupt. She was very upset about the last season of Game of Thrones, and I was right there with her. Although, she's a fantasy nerd. I am not. So I was disappointed by the last few episodes. Sure, they phoned it in, and they screwed up what was a really great show. But I wasn't mad enough to not watch the new House of Dragon show. But she was. So I haven't watched it. Four episodes dropped. And my homeboy at the gym says, dude, you got to watch it. It's really good. I said, Josie, when's the time? When can we watch it? And it took her 4 weeks. And now she finally broke down. We watched the first episode last night. And I love it. I think it's great. Moving on. Interloper on Twitter sent me this interesting clip from Forrest Gump of Tom Hanks doing as above, so below. Again, the Baphomet, goat with the bob, shows up here. It's the Call of Typhon. All right. Now, if you haven't seen it, I snagged a very clean copy of it because the one I saw was like a dude filming it on his TV, a low def TV with a calculator phone. I don't know what he was filming it on. But I got you a clean copy of it and posted it on my Instagram and my Twitter, so check that out. Very shocking. Considering how, you know, September is all about Stranger Things on our podcast. And there's a movie Tom Hanks was in called Mazes and Monsters. It's Illuminate confirmed. And, you know, your boy is probably going to do a bonus show for that, for my bonus supporters. And he's also in a new Disney movie of Pinocchio. And guess who he plays? That's right, he plays Geppetto. I dropped that image on my Instagram and said, tell me what you think. And you all nailed it. You knew exactly what we were getting at. And then someone on the social media told me that the story of Pinocchio is about a boy wishing upon the star of Sirius. I could not confirm that anywhere. I could not illuminate, confirm the star in Pinocchio. But I like where you're going with that. I like where your head's at there. But I just couldn't confirm that was wishes upon a star, but is it serious? Because that would be a big deal if it was. Red Cloak, he died. So did Red Cloak, of course, from Eyes Wide Shut. You know, we're obsessed with that movie on this show. We've done 7 or 8 episodes on it. I wrote a whole book on it. Maybe you've heard of it, called Kubrick's Code. So did Alexander Dugan's daughter. She got blown up. Oh, boy. And you know, we talked about the Russia Dark Arts, a 2-part episode. A conspiracy I feel we need to talk about. And it turns out Putin's got a right-hand man. His name is Alexander Dugan. And he teaches a philosophy of traditionalism, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. We had Professor Ben Teitelbaum on in early 2020 to discuss a book all about it and the dangers of it. So check it out. I also watched, you know, I'm an old guy, right? I'll turn on MTV Classic. It's a channel on the Xfinity, and it will show you old videos from the 80s and 90s. And I'm an old guy, so I enjoy that. And they were playing a song I hadn't heard in a long time, the Vanessa Williams song. I think it's from, is it from Beauty and the Beast? I don't even know. Starts out with, "Sometimes the snow comes down in June." And I tweeted, I said, "Come on, Vanessa, that never happened. Snow doesn't come down in June." And lots of people wrote me. They're very upset about that. I couldn't believe it. They were very upset. They said, in fact, the snow comes down in June in fill in the blank. All right, I was just kidding. I was just joking, everybody. But I appreciate you informing me that it snows in Alaska in June. In fact, in Utah, it snows in June sometimes too. So it just seems preposterous, all right? That's all I was trying to make the point of. June's pretty hot. Anyway. Now, the most interesting post I had made on Instagram and Twitter, I said, does anyone, because when I watch TikToks, I constantly get this bozo who's going up to people, "Hey, how much money do you make right now?" And this person will be like, "Oh, I make $1 million a year." "Oh, really? Doing what?" "Oh, I sell my feet pics on Feet Finder." And I don't believe it. It's nonsense. Everything on TikTok, especially social media, but TikTok especially, is an ad. Everything. I'm convinced everything on social media is lies and advertisements. And I said, really? Isn't this the fantasy that, you know, just someone who's, because here's my thing, right? I myself may or may not know a thing or two about the adult film industry. I may or may not have watched adult films for my whole life. And I feel like the people that do those are paid a lot of money because they're doing something that's, you have to be very vulnerable to do this. You have to find a way of dealing with a lot of shame. Like, there's a lot of work that has to go into this. And a lot of people do break down and like start doing drugs because it's a difficult industry, I'm sure. And you have all the shame from religion and even people who aren't religious who just think it's moral decay. And it could be, right? It's one of those things. It's like a gun. It could be for hunting or it could be for some horrific things. That's how I look at it. And I think, you know, those people get paid because there's a lot of things they got to deal with. And when I think of people want to pretend like, "Oh, I can get paid as much as these adult stars showing pictures of my feet." Very innocuous. And I don't believe it. And I stand by that. But some people did, in fact, reply to me. I'm not going to say what their names are or anything like that. More than a few people wrote to me and said they know someone or they themselves sold Pete Figs feet pics. I'm interested, right? I want to secure that foot bag. You know what I'm saying? No, but they either knew someone or they did it. And the recurring theme I saw in general mostly was that the way you made the big bucks was you'd lure people in with the feet pics. You'd make a few bucks here and there, but then it was a lot of money is made on special requests, special kinds of photos with the feet, humiliation stuff. And it sort of gets into the more triple X rated content. So mixed feelings. Apparently you can, right? Apparently it's possible. So there you go. If you're ever wondering, the potential's there. But most of the people got out of it after a couple years. They said they basically, a recurring message I got was that people would pay off a bunch of their bills or whatever, and then they would stop doing it. So there you go. Jeremy Corbell, he posted a photograph of the black mailbox at Area 51. Now, if you were with me 5 years ago, me and Jimmy the Jackhammer went down to Area 51 to, was it Rachel, Nevada? To the little alien. I made a whole video. It's on my YouTube. I think it's on my Rockfin. It's for sure on my YouTube. You got to search for Isaac Weishaupt, all one word. And I documented the thing. And it's great. It's exciting. But there was no black mailbox. That was infamously a common landmark you would find if you made the trek out there. And apparently they put it back up. I was kind of surprised by that. What else we got? Malcolm Gladwell is shilling for corporate America, so F him. Two thumbs down. Boo, Malcolm Gladwell. He's, "Oh, we need to embrace going back into the office." No, we don't. No, we don't. Shut up, Malcolm Gladwell. No one wants to hear your shilly-ass opinion, says the guy who never goes into an office. Dane Cook allegedly into some, I'm going to put a lot of allegedly here. I've been seeing a lot of posts and videos showing that he may or may not be into girls that are underage. Lots of claims getting thrown his way, we'll say. I've seen a lot of the images. Shocked to see he was doing a thing called Game Night, if you look this up. It was him, Seth Green, Isaac Cappy, and a bunch of girls who do, in fact, look very young. And it kind of blew me away because, you know, we did two shows, I think, one or two shows on Isaac Cappy several years ago. And I kind of was left with a, I'm not really sure, maybe this guy's legit, maybe he has mental problems. It was really hard to tell. I know some of the things he claimed I didn't buy into completely, but then I saw these images of this Game Night thing because, you know, they throw a lot of allegations at Seth Green, too. Man, I don't know. It doesn't look good. It does not look good. So look into that if you want more on that. Next section, movies and music that I've been consuming. Now, I watched Blade Runner for the first time ever, if you can believe that. And boy, did I enjoy that. I immediately fired up Blade Runner 2049. And I gave it what turned out to be the most controversial take. I gave it 2 stars because I hated it. And people really were upset at me about this. And listen, I watched the original for the first time ever. I'm like 50 years late to the thing. I immediately fired up 2049. And if you did that too, you would be really disappointed. Well, let's see. What else? And if you follow me on Letterboxd, which I find to be a very, very fun app. If there was stock in Letterboxd, I'd buy it. That's how much I enjoy this app. You build watch lists. You know, you build watch lists and you leave little reviews. Like, it satisfies the inner Karen in me because I used to do a lot of Yelp reviews. But then I was like, man, I don't know. Like, sometimes like a cook's having a bad day or whatever. And I don't really like that so much anymore. Too Karen-esque. But this one's good. All right. This is the movies I was watching. And you can, again, follow me over there, Isaac Weishaupt. You can read my reviews. I try to make them short and witty. I keep it pithy, as Bill O'Reilly said. You know, I've read a few Bill O'Reilly books in my day. I know you say, Isaac, you're such a granola lib goof. I'm not going to say the word. Trust me, I've looked into all these things. I've read Bill O'Reilly's books. I watched The Satanic Rites of Dracula, A Hammer Heart. Very disappointed with that. Watched Dario Argento's The Bird with the Crystal Plumage, finally. I couldn't find a copy of this thing I could watch for free forever, but I finally found one. I watched Prey, the Predator movie. Everyone loved it. I hated it. I didn't hate it. It was fine. It was okay. I just was like, this isn't that great. But the Predator movies in general aren't great. The original one's great. Everything else is meh. I watched Trainwreck Woodstock 99. I love me a Woodstock documentary. I think I've seen all of them. Johnny Mnemonic. Really into cyberpunk. Shout out Cheryl for the idea to watch that. Blade Runner, we already said that's a 5-star movie for sure. Because that was what got me into cyberpunk. And Blade Runner 2049. Just an uneventful, boring-ass movie. And way too long. Bloated. They should call it Bloat Runner. I watched Alex's War, the documentary about Alex Jones. And I will read you my review. I love Alex and he's a legend, even if he's possibly being surrounded by alt-right white supremacists who want an ethno state but don't just come out and say that's what they're doing. And I stand by that. If you watch it, you'll see. And if you look up all these figures around him, lot of strange ties, which immediately prompted me to watch another documentary. I had to pay for this one called White Noise. I'm going to read you this one. An uncomfortable amount of overlap on people in this documentary that also appear on Alex's War. Best example of what we're dealing with, a woman named Lauren Southern from Canada, who's worried about America becoming invaded and not having enough European faces. Yet by the end of the film, she has a baby with her non-white partner. Grifters, shills, gross human beings. There's a cold place in hell for these people, I think. You know, it's almost like you almost respect straight up Nazis more than these people. Because at least they own up to it and they say, this is exactly what I believe, even though they're crazy. These people, they hint around with it and make a lot of money off it and grift and shill. I just think it's gross. And like, I'm just over it. I'm just over it. Let's keep it light, though. Console Wars, which is very interesting. A show about the Sega Genesis. An old turd like me really loved that system. Gaspar Noé. I watched his Enter the Void. I've been hacking away at his films. It's good. It was fine. Yeah, it was good. The Crow, I rewatched that for the first time in many years. You know, Brandon Lee actually wasn't that great of an actor, I don't think. I remember as a kid, I loved it. The soundtrack is fire. I watched Josie and the Pussycats upon a recommendation from one of yous out there. I hated it. Sorry. It did have a lot of MK Ultra business, showbiz, you know, mind control, subliminal programming stuff in there. That was fine. I would never watch it again. I would never recommend it. I watched The Black Phone, loved it. And we should do a show about that. Maybe I should add that to my list. I think it's about the bad guy being a false Gnostic god, keeping mankind enslaved on a prison planet. I watched Dressed to Kill from 1980. I'm going to read you my review there. I should have known I was going to love this, yet I was still surprised by how much. From the furry beavers to the grit of New York City, it's the best. Everyone gets horny, everyone F's around and finds out. Loved it. Great movie. I watched Mazes and Monsters starring your boy Tom Hanks. Terrible movie. We'll come back to that. I watched Whiplash. It's amazing. It's about a guy who plays the drums in college. Sounds boring as hell. It took me years to finally watch this. Everyone said I had to watch it. I was like, no, I don't. It quite real. Literally, it's fine. But I watched it and I loved it. Sucked me right in. I watched the whole thing, start to finish. I was like, wow. Impressive. So there you go. Music, I've been listening to my old 90s rock stuff. I don't know. Sorry. I usually stay a little more hip and more modern with stuff, but there's nothing really good. I listened to the new Game album. That's actually pretty good. He's got 1,000 tracks on it. Way too many. Now let's talk about show recaps. Okay, we did... It's hard to believe this felt like forever ago. We did Sex Magic Part 1 and Part 2. Part 2 was a bonus supporters-only show. We did that. We did film analysis for Nope, which I loved. I loved that film. And I need to rewatch it. I'm waiting for it to go on sale. I don't want to rent it for $20. I don't mind buying it for $20, but I'm not renting it, right? Because I got to relook at some symbolism. But shout out BP and Mrs. BP. They saw some symbolism of 444 on there. The angel number 444. I got to look into it, though. So I'm waiting for it to go on sale, and I'll let you know. We did... Oh, and last month, I did the monthly microdose. And we during that show, I did a little special where we talked about Aaron Rodgers' Illuminate Confirmed tattoo. And someone out there told me if I did a show talking about the Aaron Rodgers tattoo, they were going to give me something. I don't remember what it was. I like prizes. Where's my prize? Whoever said that, I should have wrote their name down. And heck, we did a show about her. Tamara on Patreon said... here we go. Said, my parents watched the Another World soap on VHS every evening. That is apparently what Anne Heck was on. Heck played identical twins with quite dissimilar personalities. Total mind F role for a young woman with Heck's alleged background. Your discussion of Heck's spiritual identity crisis reminded me. Interesting. I didn't know that. Again, there's a lot of, you know, and there's a lot of mental health issues in America. It's true. But there you go. If you've ever seen Another World, I think it's a soap. She was in that, apparently. Of course, we did the Nick Hinton interview. You know where to find him. I left the links in the show notes for that. We did... also, I did MTV VMA symbolism. A lot of symbolism. I was shocked by how much they put on there. Because for years, it's been... less and less Illuminate confirm. It was kind of a stretch for a couple of those years, and if you listen to those shows, I even say it at the beginning. I say, look, this is kind of a stretch. I don't know if there's a lot here. But this one had a lot. And that was my second bonus show because, you know, I drop one bonus show a month for supporters. Sometimes you get two. One time I did four in a month, and I'll never do that again. That was a nightmare. But I got two done in August. Just another perk. 135 shows and counting of bonus content. Then on Rockfin, I have a show called Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist. We continued our journey into the Mastery of Love book club. I think I got one more sesh, and we'll be done with that. Then my wife and I do a show called Breaking Social Norms. Much different format. 2-3 hour discussions about all kinds of stuff. And we did a show on the water conspiracy. We did a show on the Alex Jones trial. We did a show on truth or movement concerns, which was informed by my watching of these documentaries, Alex's War and White Noise. And then, of course, that segued into a whole show called Is It Okay to Be a Liberal Conspiracy Theorist? Not that I'm liberal or my wife's liberal. We tend to lean liberal, but we're very middle of the road, you know. But we like to play it up to sort of visit the extremes, if you will. And now we're working on shows discussing I did a very controversial treatment, a therapy called ketamine treatment. And we're doing two shows on that. That's a lot. And finally, future shows planned. What's coming down the pike? Well, you know, September, it's Stranger Things September. We're talking about Stranger Things season 4. And we're going to talk about all the symbolism in the season 4, which is loaded. It covers every topic in conspiracy. We got Hellfire Club, Aleister Crowley, Tim Leary, Montauk, MK Ultra, Project Monarch, Dungeons and Dragons, Satanic Panic, Damien Eccles, The Left Hand Path, Skull and Bones, Rainbow Symbolism, Promethean Star Child, 11 being initiated, which is what it's all about, destruction of the ego, alchemical evolving. Crossing over in the bathtub, the apocalypse of man, the revelation, the red dragon. There's that red dragon again. Rosicrucian alchemy, the philosopher's stone. And, you know, we wrap it all up with my predictions for season 5. That's all coming in September. Can you believe it? Very exciting. And if you can't wait, if you want to support your favorite podcaster and you're an impatient son of a gun, you can buy all of the shows right now on my Gumroad store. You'll get Stranger Things season 1 video, then the 4 Stranger Things season 4 videos, all in high def. It's me talking to you, guiding you through it. I'll show you the clips. I even posted the images that I'm talking about, so you don't have to leave the video. We're talking like 4 hours-ish of video content. You're going to love it. Now, in September, also, I'm going to drop a bonus show. I think it's going to be Mazes and Monsters film review with Tom Hanks. And that now's the time to sign up for the Patreon or the VIP. Or whatever, or Rockfin, whatever bonus supporter platform you enjoy. Now here's some other shows I'm working on. These are further down the horizon. I don't know when they're going to get released or whatever. It just depends, right? We talked about the Mazes and Monsters. Superman 4, I'm going to do a film review of that. Book of Enoch, deep dive. Gravity Falls, deep dive. I was going to do a show on the Sandman, but that show sucked arse. I hated it. It was interesting for about 3 episodes, and then it just went stupid. I might cover it. I don't know. We'll see. Michael Hutchins from NXS. I don't know if I can make a whole show about that or not, but we'll try. Above Majestic, I've been talking about that for probably 3 years. Marilyn Monroe, maybe. The Trinity site where they did the atomic bomb testing. I'm going to do a show about that. Deep dive on that, maybe. Hoover Dam, I'm working on that still. Idiocracy film review, I want to do that one for Cheryl. And of course, whatever else comes up. Oh, and October, I'm thinking about doing a film review of Halloween, the first one from 1978. I think I'm going to do that. So that's coming too. All right, everybody. Oh, and last but not least, top supporters. Now that this is an elitist thing, I appreciate the supporters all the way from the free feed losers to the mega OG woke levels on Fleek. We had some tips on Rockfin. Shout out Jason, AtticusX84, Cheryl, John, Sammy Baker Davis Jr. And then I got my tier four folks, of course. I got John, Joshua, Cheryl, Barry, and Priya. I've emailed y'all to ask what books you want this month. Be sure to check your inbox. And that's it. If you want to support the show, you know what to do. You can go ad-free. You unlock those 135 bonus episodes. You'll get a 10% off Gumroad discount code that you can use to buy those sweet Stranger Things Season 4 videos. And so if you want to look into all this stuff, you'll get books, all kinds of crap. Go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit that VIP tab, compare the three options, see which one you like the most, and I'll be here waiting for you. Arms wide open, like Creed said. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Till next time, stay woke.